Jesus. Amen. Dear Saints, Jesus says, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. I have said these things to you to keep you from falling away. But I have said these things to you that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. Dear Saints, remember what your mother has told you. That is often good advice. Not always, but often. And one of the marks of us, one of the marks of our fallen humanity, of original sin, is that we have awful memories. We have terrible memories. So when you go home today and somebody says, what was the sermon about? You can say something like, something about forgetting. One of the marks of you and me is that we have terrible memories. Your mother told you lots of things, probably. Lots of wonderful things, very good things, and you don't remember many of them. Your Jesus, dear saints, has told you wonderful things, and every single one of them, his commands, his promises, they are for your good, and you don't remember them very well. Many of the things that your mother probably told you were warnings. Warnings that tough times would come, and that when tough times would come, you better be ready. She would warn you because she knew they were coming, that if things were going really, really well for you, they would not go really, really well for you all the time. So you better be ready when things are going really, really well to be prepared for things when they don't go really, really well. And when those things happen, you need to cling to something to help you get through them. All good parents have a certain keen sense about the future. They look at you and they see themselves in you. They saw themselves in you. They saw their past. They saw their present in you. And then they looked at you and they saw your past, your present, and then they could predict something very, very accurately, most likely about your futures. And so one of the things that your mother probably did for you was she disciplined you. And it was because she probably saw this intimate connection between past and present and future. And that she probably knew that if you did not learn the art of self-discipline, if you didn't learn what it meant to be disciplined in this life, if you didn't begin as a child, as a teenager, to restrain your anger, to restrain your jealousy and your lust and the words in which you speak to others, to begin to restrain your laziness and your grumbling and your complaining and your disrespect. If you didn't begin to learn those things early, you would have a lot of trouble restraining them a little bit later. She knew probably that if she did not begin to teach you what it meant to pray, for the sake of your prayers, be humble, be self-controlled, our second reading says, for the sake and benefit of your prayers, that if she did not teach you at a young age, you would greatly struggle a little bit later. Commending yourself, trusting in the Lord, hearing his word, loving his word. Well, guess what, dear saints? Tough times have come. You are not as self-controlled as you should be. You have trouble restraining your anger, your jealousy, your coveting. You struggle with it. You struggle with prayer. You struggle with commending yourself, as our reading calls the Holy Spirit, the Helper. You struggle with commending yourself to helps that are not of God. You commend yourself to the helps that you think will help you most. Your money, your house, your family. Those are not all bad things, but they are not the helper. You look for help. You struggle. And if your mother taught you that tough times would come and that you would struggle with self-discipline and your prayers, then thank the Lord for that. You are better for that. She probably saw something about your future. Jesus, though, does see your future. In our reading today, our Jesus is looking at his disciples who are about to suffer. They are about to witness his death. They are about to witness persecution galore. They are about to witness their own fear and giving in to those. And then even after his resurrection and his ascension, they are about to be handed over to death. Every single one of them except for one. Peter was crucified upside down. And when it happened, they thought that they were offering a service to God. Your Jesus knew what the disciples were about to experience, and so he prepared them for it. He warned that it would come, and he also promised them that they will have something to cling to when it did come. He says, "I have said these things to you to keep you from falling away." That is the great temptation, to fall away when suffering comes, when temptation comes, to fall away from the hands of our Lord, the true helper. He knew that they would be tempted to forget, because one of their marks and one of your marks is that we all have terrible memories. And so he says, "I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you." One of the marks of original sin is that we have terrible memories. You too often have forgotten that your mother loved you when you were unlovable. You have often forgotten that, as Luther says, you would have perished in your own filth if it hadn't been for your mother and your father cleaning you. We have terrible memories. We so often forget that when we were down and out, how often our Jesus delivered us. We so often forget that when we were sick and when we prayed for Jesus to help us, he actually made us better, actually delivered us from the sickness and healed us. We so often forget the many times that we were foolish, but that the Lord guided us with gentleness into all truth. The times that we feared so much, so many things going on in our life, and we commended ourselves to those things and into fear, that our Lord gathered us together and said, "I am your light, I am your salvation, whom shall you fear?" We so often forget that when we have come to God with a guilty and a dirty conscience, full of shame and full of regret, that our Lord gathered us to himself, cleansed us, made us holy, changed our hearts of stone into a heart of flesh so that we might begin to love him and begin to know how much he loves us. So, you forgot again. Yesterday, you did. Last Monday, you forgot. And so you come to church because your memory is really, really bad. And you need to be reminded that Jesus knows best, that you are to listen to his commands and not give in to your own sinful desires, and that Jesus knows best, and he knows that you need cleanse, and he knows you need a little help remembering. He knows that you believe the lies of Satan. He knows that Satan will try and convince you to look for helps and look for comforts in the things of this world, into your money, into the body, into your favorite TV show or your favorite sporting event. He knows that you believe Satan's lies, and he knows that you believe Satan's lies because there is something ingrained in you that is a liar yourself. Your mom probably knew when you first started to lie. And your mom certainly knew that it never really stopped. You know, children begin to lie at about the ages of 3 to 4. Some a little earlier, some a little later, but for the most part, children begin to lie somewhere around the age of 3 to 4. And this coincides with a wonderful developmental event, and that is when they begin to realize that you can't read their minds. That you don't know what they're thinking. And so they think that they can begin to deceive you. They are experts at it. They're very good at it by the age of 5 to 7. They are experts at it by their teenage years. And they only begin to get better as they grow up. They might begin to get a little worse as they grow a little older. It's hard to lie. It really is. It takes a lot of energy to lie, to keep that up. So we, in this room, this church full of saints washed in the blood of Jesus, this church that desires to hear the Lord's word, this church that desires to have their memories sparked again about what it means to be a Christian, we are liars. We're full. This church is full of people that are really, really, really good at lying because they realize that people can't read their minds. They don't really know what you think of them. They don't really know what you did. They don't really know how angry you are. They don't really know how lazy you are. We are so, so good at lying. And so, when Satan lies to us, there was a story in one of the newspapers this past week that said that people know that politicians lie to them. They know it. They have no doubt about it, but they don't care. As long as they tell them what they want to hear, they're okay with that. They don't actually think that person's going to do it, but at least they said the right thing. We cling to Satan's lies so often because there is something that says, yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. My sin's not that big of a deal. That's what I wanted to hear. I can do whatever I want. That's what I wanted to hear. And sometimes giving into despair as well. Give up. The Lord doesn't love you. Sometimes there's a little part of us that actually wants to believe that because we get what we deserve or something. But dear saints, here's a wonderful truth to spark your memory. The Lord is not a liar. And He loves you. When He says something to you, He keeps His promises. He clings to the things in which He says, you are gathered to hear so that you might know that the Lord is not a liar. And that He knows your mind, He can read your mind, but that He loves you, and He cleanses you, and He forgives you, and He died for your thoughts. The things that you try and hide from others, the things in which you try and hide from the people that you love or don't even like, your Jesus died for those thoughts that are so tempted to give into despair, those thoughts that are so uncontrolled, those thoughts, dear saints, your Jesus cleanses you from them today by His holy word. He died for them. He reads your mind and He died for you. He knows, He knew, He knows that tough times would come. And so to keep you from falling away, He helps your memory. He gives you His spirit and He reminds you that the most simple truths that He gives to you are sometimes the most wonderful. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. You are forgiven. Death is defeated. It doesn't have the last say. Jesus rose from the dead. He is the head and you are the body. He is the firstborn and many will follow. You will follow and those that have died in Christ will follow. Dear saints, He is the vine and you are the branches and you are made stronger When you are pruned, when you are cut back, when you are told to repent and quit clinging to and quit looking for help in all the wrong places, cling to the vine so that you might be closer to Him. He knows the future. He knows the future. He knows it, and He has warned you of it, and He has given you wonderful promises because He knew that tough times would come and that they have come. So remember that. On your bulletin cover is one of the most beautiful pictures of motherhood that the Bible gives to us. It is from when our Lord is lamenting over Jerusalem. "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem," He'd say, "you killed the prophets. You slaughtered the ones I sent to you. How often I, as a hen, would gather her brood, desired to gather you." For a hen to gather her brood, she would take her wings and outstretch them. She would hide them underneath her arms, so that if anything that desired to hit them, anything that would desire to hurt them or to eat them, would have to go through her arms. And that if anything was above that was looking for them, they would have to see through her arms. And it is one of the most beautiful pictures the Christian can have, because it pictures your Jesus with outstretched arms, saying that if you want to see their sin, you have to go through this. The death and the blood of me, the one who is perfect, the one who is holy. That if death wants to get you, that it has to go through the one that death has its number. Jesus gathers you to Himself. He protects you. He delivers you. He loves you. You are His. You are the child of His Father, because Jesus has made you His sister. Jesus has made you His brother. So, remember. Remember what your Jesus has told you. And especially on this day, remember what your mother has told you. If one of the key things that she told you in your life was that Jesus loves you. She probably knew tough times would come. And so she said a little Bible story every once in a while. She prayed a little prayer for you. She had you on her mind. And if she didn't, if she did not grow you up in a Christian home, then hear this wonderful truth, you dear Christian who are gathered today. Love covers a multitude of sins. You need that. She needs that. Everyone needs that. And let us never forget. In Jesus' name, amen.